Now, that press conference with the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister lasted into the news and through the news there, but they've now gone in to pursue their conversation behind closed doors. Amanda Ferguson was in the press team listening and asking the questions. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Amanda, we carried about the first 15 minutes of the press conference there live on the radio, getting the impression that the Prime Minister was not really showing many of his cards. He kept repeating stuff that we've heard 100 times before, maybe 1,000 times before, but the Taoiseach putting it up to him in so much as what Ireland and Europe would be demanding. Do you get an overall sense of a general frostiness?
Well, there seemed to be a sort of a cordial approach being taken. Boris Johnson arrived about half an hour ago at government buildings in Dublin, and he said, you know, that the UK will come out of the EU on the 31st of October, and that he wasn't that he was undaunted by whatever takes place in Parliament. So he still is committed to this October deadline. But the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar made very clear to him that there has to be realistic, legally binding alternatives. You know, if the backstop isn't what they want, there has to be something that will be appropriate on the table. And so far, there isn't. So they were trying to be cordial and friendly, and there was different questions about you know, a possible breakthrough today that neither men seemed to signal that they felt that that was likely. They suggested that it was a good start today to have those conversations, and Boris Johnson was questioned on, you know, what has he got in his pocket to offer the Taoiseach in terms of an alternative. And he said that it wouldn't be appropriate for him to discuss that. So we're none the wiser about what Boris Johnson thinks would be the alternative to the backstop that he despises so much.
And the Taoiseach basically saying that the removal of the backstop, that to him, that's no deal.
Yes, you know, he said that the Irish priority is obviously to protect peace and that the backstop was a critical until a realistic, legally binding, workable alternative was found. And until that point, then, you know, there's no movement on those issues. So I don't expect there to be white smoke as such later today, because Boris Johnson will probably only be here for around an hour. You know, this is their first meeting together. It's a short meeting. MPs are set to vote again today, and the story will shift to London in the coming hours. So it'll be interesting to see what the government, the Irish government, reaction is after this meeting, but I don't expect there to be a big massive breakthrough today, no.
He's put on the spot to some extent, the Prime Minister, whenever one of the journalists asked him about his terminology, the use of dead in a ditch. How did that go down?
Yeah, so politicians tend to gloss over the parts of questions that they don't like answering. So he didn't really address that, and didn't really address the fact that he hasn't been to the border in recent times. You know, we know that Boris Johnson was here during his spell as a journalist. But I was talking to some of the delegates from border communities against Brexit who are protesting today in central Dublin. And they have said, you know, there's no point in being helicoptered in and out, that they want the Prime Minister to get down to the border and to find out exactly how people's lives will be impacted in the event of no deal. But I can't imagine that's going to be happening. I imagine the meeting between the two leaders will take up to an hour, and then he'll be straight back out to London again.
Yeah, they're unlikely to make any further announcements today.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. There may be some reaction from the Irish government. It's not clear yet whether there'll be any further commentary. But the shift certainly for the British government will be to Westminster, will be to London again, because there's further business ahead at Westminster today.
Okay, Amanda, thank you very much indeed. Amanda Ferguson down there outside the action in Dublin.